give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and good day after Thanksgiving to you. And I hope you're having a great day today, and hope you're able to have a day off work, maybe. Got a Thursday and a Friday off, I hope. And if not, of course, it's Black Friday. Some are out shopping or online shopping or whatever it is now that they do these days. Well, I hope you've been able to spend time with your family, and I hope you've been able to take time to give thanks to God for His many, many goodnesses, His grace, His mercy that He's given to each one of us. And I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving day, and it's good. Keep on going now. We continue on. Big game tomorrow, of course, and pulling for the Bucks to take that one and go on to the Big Ten Championship. But we'll see how that goes, and hopefully it'll be good weather for us to be able to play football in. Well, listen, I want to share something with you today from John chapter 11. If your Bible's nearby and you have an opportunity maybe to look at it when you don't normally do when you listen to the broadcast. But John 11, notice verse 1, there's a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. So Jesus then is going to go to where he is. But let me bring you up to date here a little bit, and I don't have time to read the whole chapter, though you could later today. Lazarus has died, and the news comes to Jesus, he whom thou lovest is dead. And Jesus waits 2 days before he starts the journey to go there. And it takes a couple more days to get there. And when he gets close, Martha, the Bible says in verse 20, runs out to meet him, but Mary sits still in the house. And Martha greets Jesus, and she says in verse 21, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Well, that might be true. She goes on to say in verse number 22, but I know that whatever you'll ask of God, God will give it to you. Well, that's true. And then verse 23, Jesus said, your brother will rise again. Well, guess what? That's true too. But then verse 24, Martha said, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. No, that's false. See, the resurrection, Martha, is not an event. It's a person. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So after Jesus talks to Martha, he says, Martha, go tell Mary. Get her for me. And so she goes and tells Mary, the master calls for you. And so Mary now leaves the house and comes to Jesus. Mary, in verse 32, falls at his feet. She's weeping. Others follow her to weep. And then we have that great verse, John 11, 35, Jesus wept. Did you notice the difference here between Mary and Martha? Martha heard Jesus was coming and ran out of the house to meet him. Mary sat still in the house. Martha speaks to Jesus, but Mary weeps at his feet. Martha goes to Jesus, but Mary is called to Jesus. Oh, there's different as night and day. There's different as oil and water. There's different as up is from down and in is from out. But they both love Jesus, and they both were loved by Jesus. Can I help you today? God made you, and God made you uniquely you. You know there's no two fingerprints alike. There's no two exactly alike in DNA testing. We know now that each of us are an original. Each of us are uniquely made. There's no one exactly like you. And guess what? God loves you. Now, because God loves us uniquely, God made us uniquely, God made us originals, understand something. We don't all love God in the same way. We don't all express our love to God in the same way. You know why? God made us individuals, and God loves individuals. Several things to think about today. God makes individuals. He doesn't make clones. We're not identical copies. He made a Jacob and an Esau. He made an Elijah and an Obadiah. He made a Paul and Apollos. He made a Peter and a John. He made a Mary and a Martha. He made a Moody and a Tory. He made a Edwards and a Sunday. You see, they're all different. But years ago, I remember Bob Jones Sr. talking about Dr. John R. Rice. And Bob Jones Sr. said, "I'm thankful for Dr. Rice. I'm thankful for his soul winning and for his stand and for the sword of the Lord. I'm thankful for Dr. Rice, but I'm also thankful that God only made one." And listen, God only made one of you. God only made one of me. God made you to be you. Don't say to your children, mom and dad, don't say to them, "Can't you be like your brother? Can't you be like your sister?" And you know what the answer is? No, because they aren't. God made you be the best God made you to be. God makes individuals. But then, secondly, God's relationship to each of us is unique. Martha came to Jesus, but Mary waited to be called. Did the Lord love them both? Yes. Did he love them equally? Yes. Did he love them differently? Yes. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Do you realize he asked Peter that question, but he never asked John that question? Listen, it begins with salvation. You say, "Well, wait a minute, preacher. You mean there's different ways to heaven?" No, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. But there are an infinite number of ways that people come to Jesus Christ as their Savior. I came to Christ as a young boy, having grown up in church and grown up hearing the Word of God. Others didn't come to Christ till they were 25. Others till they were 30. I got saved at church, and I knew I was going to get saved when I was at home, and I went to church on Sunday evening and walked the aisle at the end of the service. Paul got saved on the road to Damascus. The Philippian jailer got saved in jail after an earthquake. Lydia got saved down by the water in Philippi. I mean, there's innumerable ways that people come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, but you all have to come to Jesus. It's as individual as we are. Paul on that road to Damascus, but Paul never said, "Did you have a light shine above the bright of the sun, light of the sun? Did you have a voice from heaven speak to you?" He never put that criteria on anybody else. Why? That was his conversion experience. He never put his salvation experience on someone else. And I'm not going to put my salvation experience on someone else. But listen, but don't put your love for God on someone else either. In other words, if they don't love God like I love God, they must not love God. No, it will be as individual as we are. The principles of salvation are the same. In other words, you have to acknowledge you're a sinner, that sinners deserve to pay for their sin in hell, that Jesus died on the cross and paid that sin debt for us, and we must trust Jesus Christ alone as our Savior. He will forgive our sin. He'll give us the gift of eternal life. That's basic. Everybody has to realize that how God gets them to that point is as unique as the individual. The principles of walking with God and loving God are the same. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to study the Bible. I'm going to memorize and meditate on the Bible. I'm going to pray and talk to God. I'm going to be faithful to church. I'm going to witness and tell others of Christ. I'm going to be separate from the world. Listen, it's like a husband and wife relationship. One couple says, "Well, the key is you got to get a porch swing and you got to swing back and forth on the porch swing." Another couple says, no, but it's got to be the back porch where you can watch the birds. And another couple says, "No, the secret is you have to take long walks together." Another says, no, you have to play together. You have to have games together. And another says, "No, you got to have date night one night a week." And you say, "Well, wait a minute, who's right?" Guess what? They all are. You find out what is you and what isn't you and what will be unique to your relationship, and that's what you do to love one another. When children are born, you find out as they grow, they're different. And you have a different relationship with each of them. You love them all, and you love each one, but you'll express your love to each of them differently. God has a unique relationship with each of his children. So God made us individuals. God has a relationship that's unique to each of us. And listen, allow people, number three, allow people to have their own unique relationship with God. Martha didn't need to criticize Mary, but Mary doesn't have to criticize Martha. Paul doesn't have to criticize Apollos. Apollos doesn't have to criticize Paul. Peter doesn't have to criticize John. John doesn't have to criticize Peter. Just because they aren't like me doesn't mean they're wrong. God loves them. And he's working in their life. and God loves me, and He's working in my life. So the important thing is that we encourage each other. The important thing is that we help one another. The important thing is that we pray one for another. Allow us to be individuals and allow us to develop and grow our own unique relationship with God. One of the great mistakes you make, and I've done it through the years, I hear preachers say, well, I sing songs when I get alone with God, or I read the Psalms when I get alone with God. And you know, so you go home and you try that. And someone else says, I lay on my face. Another says, I walk in the woods. And another says, listen. And so you go home and try all those things. But you know what? It's got to be you. You can't love God the way someone else loves Him. You have to love Him the way God puts in your heart to love Him and express that love to Him. You know, when my mom's mother passed away at her graduation service, her funeral service, several of the grandchildren testified. And you know what they each said? They said they each felt that they were the number one grandchild. She made each of them feel like they were number one. Now, they're all different. And they all had different interests. But Grandma made them feel like they were the most special one of all. And that's how God is with you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. He gave His life. What more could He give? Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you and me. I'm sure glad God loves individuals. No, Mary, you're not Martha. And Martha, you're not Mary. Peter, you're not John. And John, you're not Peter. But God didn't want them to be. God wants you to be you, and God wants me to be me. And He's willing to love us and to have a relationship with us and to get along with us just as we are. He made us. He gave us our personalities. He gave us the ability to be different. The Elijahs who will stand against Ahab and preach against him and take the ridicule, but also the Obadiahs who would work in his palace. And yet hide 50 of the prophets by 50 in a cave and feed them and take care of them during the time of famine. God needs the Elijahs, but He needs the Obadiahs too. And so God needs you and God needs me and God wants you and God wants me. God loves individuals. Boy, I hope that is a blessing to you today. It's been encouragement to me, and I hope that'll get you along on your Friday here after Thanksgiving. Well, we look forward to a good service on Sunday, regular times, 9:30, Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 morning service, 5:30 Sunday evening service. And then, of course, and by the way, Sunday evening, I think we'll be observing the Lord's table Sunday night in our service. And so we look forward to a great, great Lord's Day together. And then head right into the last few days of November, and starting with on Monday. And Monday, I'll talk a little bit about asking for the old path. Boy, do we need that in our country again. We need that in our churches again. Let's get back to the old paths, the things we know that work. I'm not sure about making America great again, but I know we ought to make our churches godly again and make God's people godly again. And I'll share some thoughts about that come Monday, and I hope you'll be able to tune in for that. Well, I look forward to seeing some of you on Sunday, and the rest of you come back for the broadcast Monday. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. If we can help you at all, please contact us and let us know. We'd like to pray for you or be a blessing to you, whatever we can do to help. All right? Well, listen, until Monday, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.